Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Okay, I'd like to warn this entire show and perhaps everybody listening that I have had cookies and coffee this morning and I am kind of bouncing all over the place, just so you know. Be warned. You're going to get an extra energy burst, and I'm probably going to drive a lot of you crazy. I apologize up front.
Shocking. That's fine, because I'm super pumped about the NHL announcing their team name, so I'm just in, like, la-la land right now.
Oh, so you're saying you can match my craziness.
Yes.
I love this.
Let's go.
All right, so then we're both going to drive Rev crazy. Let's do it.
Oh, great.
Let's do it, America. All right, you know what time it is, don't you, Rev? It's time.
You can just steal my stuff.
Sorry.
Let's play
Let's turn down for Thursday.
Yeah. Get cracking. I like it.
Yeah. Did I know? See? Wait. The Rev just came up with another cool thing. Yep. I mean, it's got to be the Kraken.
Right?
There's just so many cool things you can do with that name.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also,
man.
In the PN, like, what's crack-a-lackin', Kraken?
Yeah.
Crackheads,
how do you
Let's
feel?
Crack-a-lackin', crackheads.
Steve, how do you feel if you're the NHL folks waiting for this big announcement and you're maybe listening to us idiots and it's not the Kraken?
Yeah.
Look, guys, we will love every name you come up with.
Yeah. I'm also going to make my own Kraken jersey no matter what at this point.
Yes. They're out there.
Yeah.
The mock-ups people have made actually are pretty sick.
I'll do that.
I'll get one.
I love the one that is a mock-up of like a Kraken. Wrapping or an octopus, I guess.
Yeah. Krakens are octopus squid type thingies.
Just wrapping its tentacles all around the Seattle Space Needle.
It's so cool.
It looks cool.
Dude,
so
amazing. You know something? How cool would it be?
If it's the Kraken, I'll get the Kraken tattoo. I've said it before.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think Danny was in as well.
Yes, 100%.
I have to throw you in there, but.
No, I'm ready.
I'll tell you right now, some of those mock-ups, like you said, are so good. And I know other businesses have really said, you know what? We actually kind of like that. And they've gone to the people and said.
To the people.
You know, no, they have. And they've said, can I use this? We will pay you and we want to use this. So, man, would that be cool?
Man, so you're going to get a tattoo of the Kraken.
Yes, he is.
I mean, location. Where are you going to get it?
On the leg.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's where I had the most, I think, real estate that I could get a decent sized one.
Big old tentacle.
I love it.
Tentacles around my leg.
If you got it on your stomach.
You got my dong.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. You get it on your stomach, and one of the tentacles could be Mr. Happy.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean.
Now you've made it weird.
What do you mean we made it weird? It's
like, the only one's going to see it is him and his wife.
And I kind of still want to be intimate with my wife, and I think that would hurt things.
But the boys in the locker room would laugh every time.
The boys would love it as I'm crushing a Coors Light with my Kraken.
Yeah.
Alakin.
Yeah.
You can also start an OnlyFans, and I bet you a lot of people would subscribe to that.
They could watch me get the tattoo.
And what if you could hold your beer, if you could train yourself like puppetry of the penis, you could hold your beer with one of the tentacles.
Oh, we're expecting a lot out of my dong at this point.
Hey, look, your dong is miraculous, dude.
Thank you.
Baby Tatum.
Thank you.
It made Baby Tatum.
It did.
So why can't it hold a beer?
It's a miracle maker.
Can we just get to the game now?
I'm just going to refer to it as my miracle maker.
You know what? That's actually what it did. No, you're not wrong at all, dude. You guys had she's a miracle baby.
She is.
I want you to remind her, especially when she's mad at you and doesn't want to do her homework. You remind her that she's the miracle baby.
You're speaking to your miracle maker.
Exactly. Hold that over her head forever.
She's quickly getting stupid.
Yes, it is.
Let's get to our contestant. We've got Kyle in Monroe. Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kyle.
Oh, all right, Steve, get out of here.
Oh, my goodness. For those playing at home, Kyle will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Kyle, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What's the last name of Patrick in the animated show SpongeBob SquarePants?
Star.
Yes. According to Google, what's the most popular flavor of Jolly Rancher?
Watermelon.
No.
It's a good one.
Apple.
No.
Grape.
No. Blueberries are native to which continent?
Ooh. North America?
Yes.
Nice goal.
Who played the title character in the comedy Little Nicky?
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Yes. Justin Timberlake had an early 2000s hit song, Rock Your What?
Rock Your Body?
Yes. What holiday is always celebrated on the first Monday of September?
Labor Day.
Yes. The
My
first
birthday this year.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday. The first Beanie Baby was released in what year of the early 90s?
93.
Yes. The word hotel originated in which language?
Spanish.
No.
Portuguese.
No.
Chinese.
No. What letter is used to note a strike in baseball notation?
K.
Yes. What type of animal is Horton in Horton Hears a Who?
Elephant.
Yes. And Kyle gets 8 out of 10. That's a good score.
And thank you for using a baseball question today. Opening
day
of MLB.
It would be a nice way to go with
it's
that.
Awfully nice of you.
Yeah. Do something for you. Don't ever forget that.
Don't ever forget that.
Yeah, I do something for
I asked
there.
A baseball question, so forever I...
Yeah, you can't forget that. Did you a favor. Now you owe me one.
You know, I don't really owe you anything.
No, I think
except
you owe me
maybe
one on one.
Like a reality check.
Well, yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
God, Castino, I'm very excited, but I'm going to be so disappointed if it's not the Kraken.
Don't. Positive thoughts. Positive thoughts. Cancel
positive,
clear.
Positive. It's positive, positive.
Yeah, it's like playing the Powerball. Like, you find out you won, you're going to be disappointed you didn't win $500 million, but if you won $100 million, you're still happy.
Yeah, oh, I see. Totally. I actually like know where you went with that. Yeah, you know, normally
it's not nearly as awesome maybe as the team name you hoped for, but I'm still going to love whatever team name they give us.
Absolutely. I normally don't follow that hamster habit trail of a brain of yours, but I was able to get out and figure it out.
Maybe the second sweetest thing you said this morning other than calling me the miracle maker.
Actually, you called yourself the miracle maker. I actually just said your penis was amazing.
That's right. You said it was miraculous.
Yeah, exactly.
So weird. All right, Steve.
Sorry.
What is the last name of Patrick in the animated show SpongeBob SquarePants?
Warburton.
No.
Nice.
Roy.
No.
Oh, very nice.
Verbeek.
No.
Sorry.
Nice hockey names
on that one.
According to Google, what's the most popular flavor of Jolly Rancher?
Oh, I'm going to go green apple.
No.
Cherry.
Yes. Blueberries are native to which continent?
That would be North America.
Yes. Who played the title character in the comedy Little Nicky?
Adam Sandler.
Yes.
I like that movie.
Justin Timberlake had an early 2000s hit song, Rock Your What?
Body.
Yes.
Rock Your Body.
What holiday is always celebrated on the first Monday of September?
Labor Day.
Yes. The first Beanie Baby was released in what year of the early 90s?
Ooh, 91.
No.
90.
No.
92.
No. The first. The
93.
Word. Yep. The word hotel originated in which language?
Spanish.
No.
German.
No.
Ooh.
English.
No. What letter is used to note a strike in baseball notation?
K.
Yes.
Yes.
What type of animal is Horton in Horton Hears a Hoot?
An owl.
No.
Nice
one,
guess.
One, two, three, four, five, six. It happened. Steve, you lose. Woo! 8-6. Congrats, Kyle.
Damn it.
Broke the streak.
Do I get two songs? Because I'm playing the Beck version and the hard Beck version? Because Steve came up with that lame reason to play two songs before?
I don't know. You do whatever you want.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just letting Steve know. No two songs, but it's one song rule, bitches. Good job, Kyle.
All right, then.
Thanks for playing, buddy.
It's a good version, though.
It is.
Sure is. I like both versions.
Yeah. Oh, totally. But this just gets you pumped up.
I really love the song and the lyrics of that song, too. Beck's Loser.
They're just all over the place.
Yeah, that's what
totally
I love
random.
About it.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds
like he took a massive bong rip. It's word salad.
Start talking.
Yeah, love word salad songs. That's why I'm a Chili Peppers fan.
You figured out the Beanie Babies were first released in 93.
Oh.
Kyle did know that the last name of Patrick is Star, because he's a starfish. Patrick Star.
Pat Star.
Yeah, Pat Star.
Hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that one. And then both of you guys missed the word hotel originated in which language?
Is it French?
It is French, not Russian.
I just feel like the French would be the first ones to go on vacation and stay in a fancy place. That's the only reason I thought maybe is like,
hey,
you know,
whatever gets you the right answer. I mean,
I figured it had to be Europe. And I'm like, well, what European country will they all go fancy in a hotel?
So fancy.
Yeah. Come on, sir. Welcome to the hotel.
Well, congratulations to Kyle on beating Steve.
All you got to do is tie or beat Steve, and you will basically get to call yourself a champion.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Damn straight.
Yeah. So, you know, do that one. We got a video of it's a really cool video. It's a wild deer crashing through someone's house. And this has gone viral. This woman was in Mississippi sitting on her porch bothering nobody when a deer ran up her steps and crashed through her glass front door.
What?
And then just ran around her house like a crazy deer. Her son was home at the time. Here they are talking about the whole experience along with audio of the crash.
Came out here with my dog, and my dog jumped up and ran to the side of the house, and I heard a weird noise.
A deer coming out!
And I seen this big deer coming toward me. Went through my glass door, through my house. I didn't want him to go where my son was.
My first thought was to just save myself, I ain't gonna lie. So I ran back in my room and tried to grab my gun to shoot the deer in the house. I was gonna shoot the house up. By that time, I was scared and I was really froze up. Came out here with the gun to check on my mama.
No one was injured. The floor got scuffed up some in my pride. But everything's okay.
Damn, man. We have deer on Mercer Island. I mean, there's deer all over the place, but there's been deer in my yard. They've eaten my bamboo. I got these bamboo plants that have been just destroyed by deer.
Well, it serves you right. You took their land.
Checkmate.
I really can't say anything about
that.
Yeah, done.
I guess we really have. I don't know if deer were native before I got here. But I'm not too sure
probably.
Who came first. I don't know. I mean,
hanging out, trying to just do what they do.
How do I know they didn't come from somewhere like British Columbia? Maybe this wasn't their joint.
Oh, these are some of those BC deers.
Yeah, the murder hornets.
They're a lot nicer.
The murder hornets did. They didn't start here, but they're here now in Bellingham. So I don't know who came first. But, dude, I've always been afraid, and people laugh at me and go, they're deer, they're fine, what are you afraid of? Now I know why, because they come into your house running like a crazy person.
Dude, I mean, I've never heard, I just saw the video of it. Like, she's just sitting on the porch, and they have, like, the ring cam.
Yeah.
So they have footage of it, and this deer just comes like a bat out of hell, jumps on the porch, and just slams right into the window,
or into
the door.
Do you think the deer just saw its own reflection and thought it was another deer? That's the only thing I could think of with Wyatt, because they usually don't bother you.
It just, maybe it needs some bath salts.
Oh, she got a little dog. She got a walker, a dog.
I do love the son, which is like, I just thought about saving myself. Not even about mom. Like, I just wanted to make sure that I was okay.
Yeah, man. Jeez, I don't even know what I would do with that. I probably would be yelling just like she did. I would be screaming even louder than her.
Yeah, you would get that high-pitched scream.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, what the... You, get out of here!
Yeah,
scream it like a bear.
So yesterday I was just doing a delivery in Bellevue, and there was a deer that decided to just cross Bellevue Way 3 times back and forth in the 5 minutes I was at the delivery stop.
I don't know if we got a problem or not. Because I don't remember when I moved here 20 years ago seeing so much deer on Luther Burbank Park or even in my backyard, which they've been hanging out in my backyard. And I got fake grass. I'm like, dude, there's nothing here for you.
But salad bar's closed.
I joke, but think about it. At some point, that might have been where they lived.
I mean, it's very possible.
Like, we think about it in our little development. Like, our development's not that old. It's maybe 12 to 15 years old, the development itself. And especially in the early years, I'd be leaving for work, and it'd be like 6-7 deer just walking around in people's driveways. We have bunnies hanging out. Today I saw a bunny. That was cool. Aww. But then the deer were there, and I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, we got a lot of bunnies, too. I think they're blanking like bunnies. Well, they're blanking, too. Don't forget, bunnies, they reproduce like a moe. Maybe you're right, Steve. Maybe the deer were here before us.
Someone says deer are definitely native to Washington. They were here long before us. So they're probably like, where the hell is my land?
Fake news.
This was my new. Yeah. This was my home.
This is my home. Well, guess what? It's my home now, deer. Figure it out.
Right. Yeah, get on Zillow. See how much this place is worth.
Yeah, you got
Can you afford it?
Yeah.
No.
And if you want to be a renter, we'll talk about it. I got a tool shed. There's nothing going on. Maybe I'll let you hang there. But you better come up with some cash. Give me some bucks, Buck.
That's one of my fears, though, driving, because I drive down Shaw Road, which is kind of like a windy, dark road in the middle of the night.
Oh.
And there have been times where, like, as I'm driving, I see the reflection of their eyeballs, and I'm just like, man, that would be the worst, is to hit a deer. One of my buddies just happened to hit.
Yeah, that's a beam.
Obviously, damage to your car sucks, but I would be just wrecked if I hit a deer.
You mean like
if I hit Bambi? I'd be broken, heartbroken.
Oh, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be so heartbroken about that.
No.
Yeah. You know what? I am the superior group. I am the superior being. Yeah.
Because you're in a car.
Yeah. That's why I'm superior. You know what? I don't see Bambi coming around with an SUV. No. You know why? Because I won. You know what? But I let her hang out. Just don't eat my bamboo.
Hey.
I talk tough now, but if she was running around in my house, I'm like, Bambi, what do you want? What do you need?
What would be even
what
crazier?
Can I get you?
What if like, you looked out there and there was like a koala bear just hanging out on your...
A koala bear?
On your
now
on your
I
bamboo.
Know they didn't come here.
No,
I know
but they heard you had some sweet bamboo.
Yeah, I know. Dude, it pisses me off. We built the bamboo to sort of have a blockade.
Yeah.
And it basically made a door to my neighbor's yard. Steve? I was just like, this is a...
Steve, what do koalas eat?
Bamboo?
No.
No, the eucalyptus. Yeah, buddy.
Pandas
do the bamboo.
Panda.
That's right.
Panda. You know what? I went right along with them. Like
I know. I know. I couldn't. Yeah. You know,
pandas.
This.
Sorry.
Panda, panda. Panda, panda. Panda, panda. Panda.
So this animal
Call
biology
me corrected, Rev.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to. Well, actually.
Yeah, and those deers come over and all they want is cheeseburgers, man. It's just a tough thing.
Someone says a deer jumped through my aunt's sliding glass door in Issaquah.
That's not euphemistic, is it?
No.
Okay. I just want to know. It must be because it sees itself and thinks it's another deer and says, all right, I'm going to challenge you. Yeah, it has to be.
They said it was 15 years ago. Luckily, no one was home, and the deer was gone when they got home. They thought someone broke in and stole nothing, but then they checked their cameras and saw that it was a deer.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
I would be never so happy that a deer would go through my home, though. Because think about it. Like, you get home, it's... I don't know. That would be a mental... thing. I don't know if I can get over, like, your house has been invaded, like, violated.
Oh, I see what you mean. You'd rather have it a deer than actually a human being going in and trying to take your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, just like an accident. Okay, yeah. I could get by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. These deer. All right, now I got to make sure that maybe I got to put those little circles on my big windows so they don't come crashing through.
Someone said I had a baby deer run out in front of me a few weeks ago in Bellevue on my way to a different delivery. I was 3 feet from hitting it. And yes, Steve, it looked just like Bambi. Legs flying everywhere as I was running, trying not to get hit by my truck.
So the east side is getting invaded by deer. I don't remember all these deer sightings on the east side 20 years ago, but now here they are. I don't know what's going on, but we need to figure this out. I think
you need to apologize for taking their land.
Yeah.
But see, here's
the
thing.
That's the first step.
I think it's the pandemic. We're all staying inside, and they have said that animals are starting to come out and do stuff because we're all inside more.
Or it's the best marketing thing ever, and the hockey team's name is actually going to be the Seattle Deer.
Mm.
They're just putting a bunch
Seattle
of deer.
Bambies.
Yeah, Seattle Bambies. There you go.
Are you sure there isn't that name that would upset you, Steve? You said there's no name they could pick that would upset you.
Yeah, I just
you.
Felt my soul leave my body.
Danny, if you're right.
If they're the Seattle Bambies.
First of all, Danny came up with that in his dumb brain. If somebody thinks like Danny... who works for the NHL franchiser in Seattle.
We're in big trouble.
Like somebody named Danny over there with the eyeliner going, guys, here's a great idea. The Seattle Deer.
I would hope if someone did in the name meeting that someone looked at him and goes, you might want to update your LinkedIn page because you're now fired.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Danny, you might want to update your LinkedIn page because we don't even want you associated with us. For even coming up with that name.
Seattle Bambies.
I know. All right. Well, of course, we are talking about a great moment in Seattle sports. That is at 9 o'clock this morning. There will be a press conference where we will learn the name of the 32nd franchise of the NHL. Your Seattle hockey team is actually going to have a name. And we want to know, ma'am, or sir.
Ma'am.
ma'am or sir. We want to know this. We believe that's a great Seattle sports moment. We're wondering, what is your most memorable Seattle sports moment? Because today is the day, baby. A lot of sports fans. And Steve, very, very happy. We'll tell you all about it at 717 on The Rock.
Release the Kraken.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Steve has been very, very excited. What's your excitement level still? How are you doing?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes, sir.
69.
69.
Release the Kraken.
Danny's very excited. Rev's excited. They even wore their KISW rock hockey jerseys that are up there.
The video's out there, I think, now. In all fairness, I would have worn mine. I brought it in. But the problem is I wear my jersey when I play hockey. It's a goalie cut one. The Seattle
rock
jersey. And since the quarantine, I haven't touched my gear bag.
Oh, so it's...
And never thought about washing it ahead of time.
Oh.
So I just grabbed it out of the gear bag, and then it could kill an animal if they smell it. I had Rev and Danny smell it. And they were...
Thank you. Please. I'm so happy, because I have a sensitive nose. That would have destroyed me today.
Oh, no. I put it on long enough to take the picture and get it off before that smell stuck on me. It's the worst hockey bag smell ever.
I wonder what the hell was going on in here. I was going to blame Danny, but now I understand.
Wow.
You.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, I just figured you didn't axe your mouth today, which is what I thought smell was.
I always axe my mouth,
no,
TJ.
No, I think the smell of my hockey jersey is on par with the cologne that Danny uses.
That's a good point.
Wow.
So why are we wearing hockey jerseys? Why are we talking about this? Well, in case you don't know, today is the day. NHL Seattle officials are expected to make a major announcement at 9 a.m. And my God, if it's not about the team, if they just hi, guys, we're still doing the hockey thing. Just want to let you know. Peace out.
That'd be hilarious at 9 a.m. Like, we just want to unveil our concessions that we'll be selling at the new climate change arena.
Yeah. 9 o'clock. And what we're hearing is it will be the team's name, the color scheme, and the logo. And Steve and I, because I'm be with you, Steve, we hope they will have gear to be sold online at an online new NHL Seattle hockey shop.
I kid you not, dude. Right before we started this break, Danny and I spent the last, 5 minutes talking about how we're going to go broke on the NHL Seattle website the minute they put up the gear. And it would be an awful, awful move on their part not to have gear ready to go the second that they announce the name.
Now, here's what I'm saying. Do you think people are going to a website right now, just typing in a certain names to see if it's there, if it's up and ready to go?
Do they get so many people probably in there? I should try that, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, because the website's going to be ready at 9 o'clock if they want to have it. Or maybe they'll tell us, hey, in an hour, we're going to have it ready. Or tomorrow, there'll be an online store available.
Yeah, I just typed in, just out of curiosity. I don't know if it's going to be the Kraken, but I typed in SeattleKraken.com, and nothing showed up other than 404.
Yeah.
Oh!
And same with the Seattle Sock guys. It just says currently unavailable.
Oh!
So whatever it is. I mean, they've got people that have brains.
I'm sure they'll have it linked up and ready to go.
Yeah, they'll have, the little button that they hit. It's like, boop!
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, there it is. Website ready to go.
Well, you know what you need to do?
What's that?
Well, you know how the NHL Seattle, you know how the NHL has their own site, right?
Yeah.
And if you go to it, sometimes it says NHL.com/ and then the name of the team.
I'm trying that. I tried the Kraken. I tried the Sock Eyes.
Damn it!
404, nothing yet.
To be honest, though, because I had a couple of buddies like, dude, do you have the inside scoop? Because I play hockey with a couple dudes that work over there.
Hey, Steve, do you have the inside scoop?
One of the guys actually was on my beer league team back in the day. And I was like, and a few of my friends are like, did you find out? And I'm like, to be honest, I don't want to know in advance. I want to find out at 9 a.m. I want to feel that moment. Because that's a huge moment for Seattle sports fans. It's like, I'm going to remember the moment that we found out the name of our team. I've never really experienced that. The Dragons, that was fun when we did that on the air.
Yeah.
That was a cool moment, but sadly the XFL is nothing anymore.
Yeah.
But like, I wasn't here when they announced this, and I was way too young to remember, like when they announced, okay, this is the name of the Seattle Seahawks. Or as a kid, you know, yeah. This is the name of whatever, the Mariners. So like, to be able to be here in the city waiting for years to have a hockey team, and now I get to experience with everybody at the same time, when we find out what the name of our team is going to be, what we're going to be rooting for what my daughter is going to be brought up into this world as a fan of. Like, that's cool, man.
It's a great moment, Steve. I was lucky enough to be in Jacksonville when they unveiled all that stuff. I was there for when the Jaguars were created, and it was an amazing time.
Right. Yeah. Like, this, I'm finding out the name of my favorite team now. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of cool.
It is really cool.
And you bet your ass I'm getting my daughter a onesie.
Yes. Oh, I felt that. That just goes. Yeah, you're going to get her a lot Z, not just a one Z. You're going to get her a multiple Z of a lot of things.
I need to warn my wife. Hey, stay away from our bank account.
Yeah,
today there'll be a lot of charges.
I know you guys are thinking about making some moves in life, and you're probably going to have to wait now after all the money you're going to spend.
Yes,
you guys are thinking, man, maybe we want to do this, maybe we want to do that. You're not going to be able to do anything because Steve has blown whatever money you have on hockey stuff.
I know we had a nice savings going, but
yeah. Yeah.
I didn't touch the 401k, babe. So yeah. Be happy
oh,
about
you
that.
Didn't?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, you got to bid that 401k, dude. You got to get me something, too. Don't forget.
Because I'm thinking T-shirt, hat, onesie.
Oh, yeah.
Hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe jersey.
You said maybe on a jersey?
I'm not a big, like, wearing a jersey outside.
I'm with Steve.
Oh, okay.
They can be cumbersome in most situations.
Yeah. I'm being practical, Rev.
Yeah. I actually, you know, I thought hockey jerseys would be cool, and I would not, because there was a time where other sports were doing other sports type of stuff. Like, you could buy a baseball hockey jersey. You've seen, you know, you can buy, like, a football baseball jersey. And I thought, oh, this would be great. And as it turned out, I was like, no, it's not so great, actually. I'm not happy with this purchase because of the arms. The arms are just so damn long in a hockey jersey and so just puffy.
Not to say, though, when time comes for the actual games to be happening in 2021 season, I will get a jersey. Yeah. I just don't need it today.
Yes. Yeah, you get it when you're going to the game.
Or, you know, next year when the tax returns come and I just go crazy again.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about it. If you want to go to the game, I feel like you have to have a jersey. Plus, because the arena can be a little chilly sometimes, so the jersey's perfect.
That's a really good point. You were around when the Sounders name was here. It was cool to find out that we have a new MLS team. But
yes.
I'm not going to fool anybody. Hockey, to me, is... I remember when we had Joe Rothen, who was part owner of the Sounders.
Yes.
And off the air, I'm talking to him about, hey, what... You think we're going to get an NHL team at some point? And he was, like, very optimistic about it. But, like, you know, I'm not going to try and pretend that soccer is on the same level as hockey for me. It's not. I like.
Oh, yeah.
I root for the Sounders.
That's your favorite sport.
Right.
Yeah.
I play it. I love it. I live for it, man.
Wow. And it is definitely a big Seattle sports moment. I mean, especially for a lot of us. And, you know, Steve, you and I, we were out there, you know, trying to keep the Sonics here. We were out with
the rallies.
We were at rallies and all. And so that was such a low point in Seattle sports history to have a high point of an NHL franchise coming here with a brand new spanking arena in the same place as, you know, the iconic Key Arena used to be. It's a great, great, great moment right now.
And the lukewarm topic of the day.
Since it is a great day for Seattle sports fans, huge day. Also, MLB starting up, which a lot of us are excited to have sports to watch again, and the Mariners are going to play tomorrow for the first time this year. We're wondering, what is your all-time favorite memory or moment when it comes to Seattle sports? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is your all-time favorite memory or moment when it comes to Seattle sports? We'll take your calls, we'll take your texts after Papa Roach. On the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Today is a big, big day for Seattle sports fans because we're going to learn the name, color scheme, and logo for our new hockey team. At 9 o'clock, we will hopefully have the live feed of them making the announcement so that we'll all learn at the same time that everybody will learn. And that is very, very exciting. A big moment in Seattle sports, no doubt about it, which is what we want to ask you. What is your all-time favorite memory or moment when it comes to Seattle sports? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Steve and Edmund. Steve, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How about you? What is one of your favorite Seattle sports moments?
Well, hey, I've had the opportunities, fortunately, with my dad growing up. I'm 62 right now, but I've been to every single opening thing in all of sports going with my dad.
So was your dad a somebody that he got in, or he just looks at, hey, I love sports, I'm going to everything?
No, he was just the same as me. You know, I was born in Ballard, so we went to the 76 opening of the 67 Sonics, the Mariners.
Wow.
I even went when Six Stadium had the Rainiers, you know, for 2 years. But one of my main things I remember is back at the old Coliseum, when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old or something. They didn't really have the security they have now, but the players used to walk on a carpet, you know, when they'd go in and out of the dressing rooms. And I remember you used to go down there and try and get sweatbands from them and all that. One of the big things I remember is going down there and trying to grab when Will Chamberlain played for the Lakers. And I went down there one time and tried to grab a sweatband from him, and he literally turned around and just smacked me right in the head, and I never got the sweatband. But always remember that, man.
Help me out here. Did you try to take it from him, or did you just request it from him?
Well, no, I kind of was like, hey, Will, and he wasn't really looking at me, and the guy's like 7-something, you know, and I just tried to take it off his hand as he was walking, and he just backhanded me.
Boy, that was awesome. You know, if that happened today, man, you would have had yourself a lot of paraphernalia.
Possibly. Yeah, I got a little bloody nose out of it.
Yeah. Is that funny? Back then, you could smack a kid, and everybody go, well, that's what you get, kid. That's what you deserve.
Look, as a guy who got cursed out by Billy Joel as a kid, I respect that. I think that's a great story.
Wilt is still smacking him, man.
Yeah, but that was something fun.
Good thing about
it. Hey, thanks, man.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Take it easy, buddy. That's pretty funny.
That'd be cool to have an autograph and a story of you meeting him and having that. But it's a way cooler story to tell people that you got slapped in the face by Wilt the Stoat.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
That's awesome. That's a great Seattle sports moment.
Sorry.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We're asking you your all-time favorite memory or moment when it comes to Seattle sports.
Not that we're tabulating votes, but if we were, the number one thing is easily from the text that we're getting is the Richard Sherman tip in the NFC Championship. I was there. The crowd was crazy. Another one, the immaculate deflection, by far the most amazing moment in recent Seattle sports history. Sherm is still my favorite. I think that might be on the top of mine as well. I mean, just...
You were there, weren't you?
I was at the game and thinking that, oh, man, here we go. Here's Seattle sports in a nutshell. Just when we think we're going to get to that Super Bowl, nope, it's not going to happen. And then when he tipped it, I just remember our section losing their minds. We're throwing each other into, like, different rows. Like, it was tears in everybody's eyes. It was just that moment that I'll never forget, man. I have goosebumps thinking about it. It was so much fun. And then to know that, now that we can now know what happened when they went to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl, it makes that moment even more incredible. Because if they beat the Patriots the next year, and I wish they would have, I was there, that would have probably been the greatest thing. And then I would probably even say the comeback from against the Green Bay Packers might be the greatest sports moment.
Oh, gosh, I know.
That was stupid how they came back. That was amazing.
You're absolutely right. The Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, you know, John Snyder batch of Seattle football has definitely created a ridiculous amount of moments for folks. And I love that it's fresh, you know? We're not living in the past, really, because it's like we never really got to have such great moments just basically so close together like we've had with this triumphant with the three of those guys. And it's pretty awesome.
I want this. It says beast mode drinking fireball at the Seahawks Super Bowl parade was my favorite Seattle sports moment.
That was so amazing. Like going down to the parade
was awesome.
It was cold, but it was worth just hanging out there. And then just seeing him rolling along on the giant duck.
Yeah.
And just chugging fireball. It was so amazing.
Yeah. Well, speaking of beast mode, guys, let's just talk about basically, you know, if you will, the precursor, the foreshadowing, Beast Quake itself.
Yep, against the Saints in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically
the 7-9 season.
Yeah, it was a meaningless situation since we, of course, lost the next game. But that showed you, like, S was happening. Like, oh, man, something is special. Something is magical. Next thing you know, Russell Wilson's added to the mix. And you're just like, holy crap.
That was that was a moment that created the identity of the Seahawks. When you really think about it, it's like, okay, this is a team that's about Marshawn Lynch and his aggressive way of running.
I have one myself, and it's not football, even though there were so many football moments, because I was just, you know, it's so many football moments, and I'm going to leave those to folks that might have them.
The time you bought me a pretzel at a Mariners game?
That is number two. That is number two. It's very close, Steve. It is a Mariners game. But when we were broadcasting live for the beginning of the playoffs with the 116-game win season, yes, we were broadcasting live. I think John Olerud was with us. He was at one live broadcast. I don't know if it was that one where we were having a special broadcast to celebrate the of course, it was a beautiful moment at the time. We didn't know later on we were going to get our asses kicked by the Yankees. But still, it was like such a moment in Seattle baseball history.
That
like,
was a fun season.
We felt like we were the juggernaut. We felt like there's no way we're going to lose to anybody. And to have that, at least that moment, like, okay, we are something. And to be broadcasting live from the ballpark. To me, as a baseball fan, being part of that was just amazing because of the long-suffering Seattle fans. We were still going to be very long-suffering after that. But
so yeah. I said my favorite, sitting in the cheap seats in the Kingdome, watching the Seahawks through with binoculars, and my back against the giant cement wall as a kid. On second thought, watching the Kingdome getting blown up. Glad it's gone.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was cool. I didn't see that live, but it was still pretty impressive.
Oh, it was cool.
Yeah, nobody liked my idea of putting Ken Griffey Jr.'s face on there.
I wonder why.
Yeah,
I was very mad at him for leaving.
Yeah.
But everybody else still wanted to like the guy, and I can understand why.
See, my favorite's a lot more recent because I just moved here 4 years ago, but it was becoming a Sounders fan and then being able to see them win the MLS Cup last year in CenturyLink Field, the first time they've ever played.
Oh, you were there.
I was there.
That's right.
And it was just, I mean, it was one of those, it's kind of the Super Bowl of soccer for me. It was just like, wow, this team that, you know, I've started loving this year. It was just like, wow, this is the year, and I got to be there with it, and it was just so cool.
And Danny, arguably you could say that the fans that are in attendance for those games are more like family than any other sports fans.
Oh, yeah.
So to have that experience, to see the team that you all as a unified family of 30,000 or so just there watching that, and then having them achieve that kind of greatness the second time, but the first time on their own pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Is, you know, in their short career as being a team is pretty amazing.
Well, and that picture, the famous picture that's everywhere of, you know, what right before the game when everyone held up the rave green and the blue things and it just says Seattle on it. It was like, oh, this is so great.
I remember the first one they won where it was against Toronto as well.
Yeah.
And it being at Ted's apartment. And then we went outside with bottles of champagne, the finest champagne, Andre.
Of course.
And gave ourselves champagne showers.
I remember that.
That was a great Seattle sports moment. I like this texture, 79, Seattle Supersonics won the championship. My junior high school principal, Cheryl Chow, pulled the kids out of the halls to have them, to give them permission to skip school and go to the parade.
Cool.
What an awesome principal.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Every time I hear about that, though, it makes me upset. I'm so upset with the NBA. I want our history back. You know, but it was a great, because of that, mm-hmm. The Sonics won a championship. They were world champions, not Oklahoma. I hope they'll figure that out and let us have our history back and just let the Thunder be the Thunder. I hope that happens because, I mean, that's 40 years, dude. It's 40 yeah. years in one city. I don't think you give that away to anybody for whatever reason.
Still, that was such a terrible time.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what? It is a part of our history and it'll be an amazing, wonderful moment when we get a basketball team back here, which I really do believe we're going to, now that, of course, we're making the big announcement about the hockey team today.
I always said that, bring the hockey here, get that arena renovated or rebuilt or however it is, and then you have a home ready to go for an NBA franchise. It'll happen. It's just a matter of when. I hope. I mean, I don't know. I'm not the commissioner of the NBA.
You're not?
I tried.
Are you sure?
I did everything I thought I was doing as a write-in online, but nobody voted for me.
I can't believe it. I would make you commissioner. I mean, first of all, you'd pick Kraken, so that would be great.
Yeah, right?
Release the Kraken!
Almost an entire department was fired from their jobs, all because of a t-shirt that they wore. What'd the t-shirt say? I'll tell you. It's 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. weeks. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.